Photoshop can encourage people to rewrite visual history, taking an ex-spouse or a boyfriend out of a photo, for example. Lots of people get stumped on the program's fine points, but Donnie Hoyle offers online tutorials.
My name is Donnie, and you suck at Photoshop.
Well, you didn't say Donnie was a gentle digital sage. Turns out he's also not real. You Suck at Photoshop is an online comedy series. Here's an absurd episode in which Donnie's ex-wife calls the police to have him evicted. Donnie continues to record his tutorial as a SWAT team shows up.
Let's open up Bridge and find that image.
Donnie Hoyle.
Here's a great one.
You Suck at Photoshop was developed as a testing ground for what are called viral ad campaigns. More than 8 million people tuned to the series for a dose of Donnie's dysfunction.
Donnie Hoyle, you are currently in violation of state of Kentucky penal code.
The initial tool is the Four Corners Perspective Plane tool.
Troy Hitch is the creative director of Big Fat Brain, the agency that created You Suck at Photoshop. He joins us from member station WNKU in Highland Heights, Kentucky. Tell us about Donnie Hoyle, who doesn't actually exist.
Donnie Hoyle is a character that we created. Our intent was to create a parody of the volume of Photoshop tutorials that are out on the web right now. What we discovered suddenly was this really great theater of the mind where you don't ever actually see Donnie Hoyle on screen. You just hear his voice, but we have been able to create all of these devices to reveal parts of Donnie's life, his relationships, his psychoses that dimensionalize him as a person.
He's got his own Facebook page.
Yeah, we've had all kinds of ways to help people discover Donnie, even off of the videos themselves. Donnie auctioned his wedding ring on eBay.
There's a lot of things we could do. We could clean this ring up, clean off some of the dirty shame and unfulfilled dreams, but I think all we really need to do is concentrate on getting the background out.
We suddenly had 50,000 people show up in about a four-hour period of time to talk to Donnie through the Ask Seller questions on eBay.
To understand this was not commissioned by Adobe Photoshop.
That is correct. Although they've become really, really big fans of Donnie Hoyle.
But I mean, if they actually had to pay for it, they would want you to be able to demonstrate that a viral ad campaign actually results in people buying their product.
They would, except that's not the way we sell ourselves, and we're not out to sell something for a client. What we're trying to do is change people's perceptions about their brand and put them in a state of mind in which they'll be more likely to buy something. This is building a relationship with them that goes deeper than just selling them something.
Will people feel cheated if they discover that Donnie Hoyle isn't real?
No, because you have the people who think that Donnie Hoyle is real, and they think he's an idiot, they hate him, they think these are the worst videos they've ever seen. And that's the best fuel for the fire we could ask for, because then all of the people who do know that Donnie Hoyle is a construct feed off of these people, and it adds to the fun of the videos for the folks who know that he isn't.
Troy Hitch, creative director of Big Fat Brain, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.